We also heard from Dale. Dale called. He said he's had pine grosbeaks eating his crab apples this winter. In years past, it's been cedar waxwings. And, you know, I've talked to another person who had pine grosbeaks eating fruit rather than the seeds. And I think some of that has to do with just the availability of food for them. So thanks, Dale. Always good to hear from Dale. Longtime member and supporter of KAXE, and perhaps you will be the next one to step up and become a member or a renewing supporter of KAXE. It's our Take 5 membership drive, 1-800-662-5799. Joel's been out exploring. In fact, he sent along a note saying that I'm catching the faint smell of skunk in the same general area along one of my ski trails. I'm guessing it's just a skunk that emerged from his den for exploration rather than a dead one. Like many others, I'm starting to see all kinds of bizarre shapes in the woods as the clumps of snow begin melting in the spring sun, and some of them become minor obstacles along the ski trails. That same spring sun has enough power today to glaze up some of the snow surface on the southern aspects, and my wife reports that our dog got mud on his feet today along one of the local gravel roads. I was on some gravel roads myself yesterday and noticed that there was a bit of mud. Joel goes on to say, most of the flock of pine grosbeaks that have been the regulars this winter appear to have moved on. For the most part, the last 5 days, all I've seen is one pair each morning, and mostly gone are the goldfinches, pine siskins. They've been replaced by a fair-sized flock of redpolls. I heard quite a bit of woodpecker activity in the woods today. I'm not very good at distinguishing the different woodpeckers by sound. The past 6 weeks have been great for outdoor activities, but I'm not looking forward to the nasty system we're expecting the next few days. I still need to haul more wood for heating and cooking for April and May, so hopefully it won't be a prolonged wet spell. My best guess today is the maple sap season will not be in full swing until sometime in April. And our friends, the Caswells down in Heartland, Wisconsin, said that they have cardinals singing, juncos are hanging around, woodpeckers are drumming, and get this, they've had bluebirds all winter.
Whoa.
Dang. Talk about your luckies. Yeah, Ed Dallas over in Deerwood called and said that the barred owls are calling in his neighborhood. Why don't you call, give us a little phenology, and pledge your support to our Tuesday morning show. We're going to keep you updated on phenology all morning long, and we're getting back to our school phenology reports, and we're going to bring you